None but the hungry heart. 129. Sacrificial self. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, verse 7. It is essential for the believer to see that his old nature has been completely rejected by God at Calvary, and that as a new creation, he is fully and eternally accepted in the Lord Jesus. Otherwise, self will continually seek to be something for God, to please him, to merit his approbation. It is very possible that our sacrifices and self-denials may be altogether selfish. Self can pray and say, "What a lovely prayer!" It can preach a fine message and pat itself on the back and say, "That was splendid! What a useful man you are!" How then can it become not I but Christ? Well, we must above all else see the reality and danger of the thing. We must look at it frankly and choose to be free of its domination. The worst and saddest part of it is its deception. It says, "How that fits so and so, not me." But you must pass sentence upon it, or it will pass sentence upon you. Through the victory won on Calvary, we enter into newness of life, and as the old nature seeks to assert its supremacy, each uprising of it must be handed over to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may deal with it. That he has dealt with it through his death on the cross, in a way which satisfies God and makes deliverance possible for us, is the foundational fact for Christian life and work. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life. Galatians 6, verse 8.